Hi, this is Paul. I've not put out a lot of monologue and commentary videos lately. I've been busy with Randos conversations and church work. And this week we just had our, we have two classis meetings a year. A classis is actually a flotilla of ships of churches in a region, and we meet together and conduct business, et cetera, et cetera. I'm finishing up my 6 years as a synodical deputy, where I visit other classis meetings. Usually up and down the West Coast, and have a few observations to make. And they were quite stark at this classis meeting. My classis is Classis Central California, which basically goes from the Bakersfield area all the way up to Sacramento, and it includes the Bay Area. And it's a mixture of some more conservative Christian Reformed churches, usually in agricultural areas in the valley, and then churches in urban areas such as the Bay Area and then Sacramento, where when I got here, we started growing a cluster of churches 25 years ago or so. One of the comments we had, Chris Schoon from Thrive, which is basically the new agency in the Christian Reformed Church that took all of the offices and put them into one agency. I thought Chris gave a good presentation. I had a good conversation with Chris over lunch about a number of things, cut short because I was chairing the meeting, so I had to get busy. One of the things that struck me early in the conversation that's going to impact the rest of this video, talking about the Christian Reformed Church, is one pastor of one of the Ripon churches stood up in the response to that, made the comment that their churches, they bring up young people, they do catechesis, they go away to college and they don't come back. A big part of it because of the high cost of housing, even in a place like Ripon. And that's certainly true in Sacramento and very much true in the Bay Area. And this has been a dynamic that has been repeated in many of the world-class cities in North America, the New York metropolitan area. I grew up in New Jersey. This happened much more to my generation because the housing costs went skyrocketing even while I was in college in the 1980s outside of New York City. Chicagoland, the Bay Area, Toronto, Grand Rapids at that point was relatively cheap. Housing costs have gone up all over in the United States, and that's a whole nother topic that you can go into. But these issues are affecting and changing the Christian Reformed Church along with some other issues, and I wanted to walk through some of these. We had one ministerial examination for a minister of the word. We had another examination for a commissioned pastor, and then we had three examinations for licenses to exhort. Now, a license to exhort basically is a preaching license in the classis. The most named influencer in all of these exams was R.C. Sproul in Ligonier's, which didn't necessarily surprise me, but has been more data points on the larger trend of what is happening to the Christian Reformed Church. And that's the subject of this video. The Christian Reformed Church is growing more diverse. It's growing more diverse racially. It's continuing to try to live by gathering often young, restless, and reformed young men and clergy in from other denominations. And they're joining the Christian Reformed Church, and the Christian Reformed Church is increasingly getting its leadership for the next generation from that pool. And I think part of the reason that Sproul was mentioned, John MacArthur was mentioned, and even Mark Driscoll, although Mark Driscoll being mentioned came with quite a few caveats and was kicked around quite a bit at the classis meeting. One of my takeaways from this is that online influencers are forming the next generation of Christian Reformed clergy more than Christian Reformed institutions. Part of this, I think, has to do with the fact that a generation ago, the Christian Reformed Church had a debate with respect to alternative paths to ministry, which basically had CRC people going to other seminaries. Now, it is the case not so much that, although this is still the case, CRC people then go to other seminaries and then come back and do a little bit of time at Calvin Seminary and then go into the church. More and more we are finding leaders coming in, people who are coming into leadership tracks. They might be doing Calvin Seminary online. And so that's a very different thing than moving to West Michigan. Now, this has to do with costs as well. Many of these people have families. They have children. They can't relocate to Western Michigan. Their spouses have jobs, and the jobs that their spouses have are important for them being able to afford seminary. And so the old style of the way Christian Reformed Church leadership was developed in my grandfather's day and my father's day, and even in my day was starting to break down in the late 80s, was you relocate to Western Michigan, you spend time at Calvin College, you spend time at Calvin Seminary, you're sort of with your cohort all the way through, and they are your relational networks that you will carry on into the denomination, into the classical structures. You will, when you go to Synod, you will bump into all of your old classmates because your whole relational network was developed in those years at school. Now, there might be some of that with online cohorts and such, but it doesn't have anywhere near the influence that it used to have. And I think this is part of the fact that online influencers through YouTube, through videos, through books are the, sort of the evangelical stars, let's say, or stars in whatever camp are the ones doing the most influencing, and at least in my classes, because churches go out and find people to come in to do this, the trend is definitely young, restless, and reformed. Now, I hear coming out of West Michigan all of this complaining about Abide. I didn't hear Abide mentioned once at my classes meeting. I think Abide is predominantly a Midwest thing. That isn't to say that other people who are involved with Abide are only in the Midwest. But when I hear Christian people who are dissatisfied with, now after 2022, they suddenly realize what has been happening for decades, and they blame it on Abide, that there's somehow this conspiracy that they can blame on this. No. It is far, far beyond. Abide is an expression of a reality that has been taking place more than a driver of that reality. I've mentioned here numerous times and had conversations with Abide people that they are not so much an insurgent group that is looking to grasp the reins of power and take over the denominational structures. They don't seem to have a lot of interest in doing that kind of leadership. This is not a changing of the guard within institutions. This is a changing of institutions. Now, the thing that I thought of yesterday was this term that I learned in the late aughts, which was dog fooding. And I was listening at that time to a lot of tech podcasts and things of that nature, and it made the news that Bill Gates did not allow iPhones and iPods or iPads in his house. His children had to use Zunes, Windows phones, and Windows tablets like the Surface if they wanted to have those things. And this was in the tech world sort of called dog fooding. The idea was that families within the company should use the hardware and software of the company. Now, part of what the Christian Reformed Church used to be was everyone was dog fooding in the Christian Reformed Church. You grew up with the materials from Faith Alive. You grew up with the Sunday school curriculum from CRC pubs. You grew up with all of this material from the denomination. And, of course, the denomination had its circulatory system. And everyone in the Christian Reformed Church was influenced by often the same lights. Now, people at that point were still sort of looking over the Atlantic to the Free University and Kuiper and Bavinck. As I said before, my grandfather, the last books that he had at Raybrook Manor in West Michigan were Kuiper and Bavinck in the Dutch, and he liked to read them. All the way until he died. my father's bookshelf had many people from the Christian Reformed Church. And when my parents would go to Grand Rapids, they would go to the Calvin bookstore and they would buy the books from the Calvin faculty. I don't see CRC institutions as having that kind of influence anymore. I think that increasingly CRC institutions like Calvin University and Calvin Seminary are regional institutions. Now, this is being sort of chopped up generationally. Again, if you look back on It's Time to Burn the Wooden Shoes from November 3 of 1980, it looks deeply ironic looking back at it today. The Christian Reformed Church had a Dutch immigrant circulatory system that really held into the boomer generation. The boomer generation was sort of the transition generation. Some would begin peeling out into the broader evangelical world. Others would still work in that generation. But now, as the boomers are retiring and as millennials and younger generations are taking over, you can very much see how this circulatory system has been declining all the way along. Before the Second World War, colonies sent youth to Grand Rapids for spawning. This is where you would find your mates at Calvin College. And this continued on past the war. In the post-World War II, the Christian Reformed Church grew into the other areas of North America, usually cities in North America where there'd be outpost CRCs. And like Sacramento was founded then. And you could just go through second-tier cities in North America, and then in sort of the world-class cities of North America, like the Bay Area, multiple Christian Reformed churches were founded, planted, flourished. When I came to this class this 27 years ago, the Bay Area churches were not as strong as they had been, let's say, in the 70s and 80s, but they still had some robustness. The boomers were still there working. And what has happened in the last 25 years is that in many of the world-class cities in North America, the boomers that moved out there for jobs after studying at Calvin College now are retiring, often back to West Michigan or other colony areas. Maybe there's a place in Ripon, they have Bethany Home. Usually these places were called the Holland Home. And this has been what has been happening. The builders are getting quite up there in years. The boomers are now retiring, and the Christian Reformed circulatory system is breaking down. And the influence of Christian Reformed, basically Christian Reformed institutions and Christian Reformed leaders, are increasingly regional. And what that means is that the political dynamics in the Christian Reformed Church in a place like West Michigan, in a place like Northwest Iowa, are going to be different. The Christian Reformed Church has been decimated in places like at least the traditional Christian Reformed Church. It's changing. But if you think about the traditional Christian Reformed Church in terms of people with Dutch heritage in a diaspora building large institutions, the main areas such as main world-class cities such as Los Angeles and its suburbs, the Bay Area and its suburbs, Chicago, Toronto, New York, New Jersey, these areas are withering considerably and are a tiny fraction of the communities that they were 50 years ago. These were the areas that sort of vanguarded the women in church office fight. And so I remember it wasn't too many years when I came to this classis that they had the vote as to whether or not women would be seated at classis meetings. And it was the votes from places like the Bay Area and Sacramento, and then a few from the farming communities that tipped the tide in this classis. Now, you can't think about these terms in sort of unidimensional lines. And this can be seen in the synodical delegate slate. And a lot of people are asking, am I going to Synod this year? No, I'm not going to Synod this year. Last year, my son had his graduation, and so I couldn't even make that many videos. I've got a very busy summer coming up. There's a couple of my sons are getting married, so I've got that busyness going on. I've got all my other busyness going on. So I will be watching Synod on YouTube just like many of the rest of you. But it was interesting, the synodical delegates from our classes. Two young clergy are going, one man and one woman. One male elder from a church plant in Sacramento. The male young clergy is a repeat from last year, and he was on the committee that was dealing with the gravamen question, and so there was reason to send him back because he had already started that work. Same thing with the male elder from the church plant in Sacramento, female deacon from a Bay Area church who was on the Synod 2022 exec team. I'm just hearing stuff going on outside. I'm almost done with this video, and then I'll have to see what all the banging is about. Anyway, Classis was able to fill its slate with just enough candidates, didn't have to do too much hunting around for people to go to Synod. But again, this isn't exactly like past days in places where there's actually competition to go to Synod. So these changes are continuing in the Christian Reformed Church, and now that we're sort of in classis season in March, that means that synodical delegates are now being named and overtures are being finalized and sent in the next couple of months. They're going to be putting together the agenda for Synod. The agenda is going to go out, and that is when all of the stuff is going to start again for Synod that is coming up in the beginning of June. So just wanted to make this little video about kind of an update in what's happening in the Christian Reformed Church and how really the generational, demographic, cultural changes in America in terms of the ongoing process of assimilation are really what's impacting the church and continuing to change the Christian Reformed Church. So leave a comment.